Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in 2 Thessalonians, and we're down to verse 13, these practical exhortations that the Apostle Paul is giving. One of them was this: uphold the sanctity of work, and if people won't work and they can work, then don't reward them by giving them money. Give them work and call them to work. Now, if they can't work, that's another story. That's called the ministry of mercy. Now, what else? He says, let me give you another exhortation. It's in verse 13 of 2 Thessalonians 3. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. If anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person. Have nothing to do with them, that they might be ashamed. And do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. Well, here's one of those glorious insights of the glorious ministry of what we call church discipline. Now, sometimes we think of church discipline just simply as a negative. Well, if people aren't doing what they ought to do, we need to punish them. No, no. Sin brings its own punishment. What is the biblical view of church discipline? By the way, do you notice discipline? Go and make what? Disciples. Same root word. Discipline is a learning event. Well, first of all, he says to the church, don't weary in well-doing. Stay full of the life of God in Christ and the freshness of the Holy Spirit. Stay amazed at grace so that doing good does not become wearisome. But if there is someone who professes to be a brother and they don't do what we have laid out in the Word of God, they don't keep the commandments, note them, mark them out. What that means is the leadership is to identify them, and the fellowship is to take note of them, and we're supposed to minister to them. Have nothing to do with him that he may be ashamed. What he means by that is do not fellowship in his rebellion, so that his rebellion can be noted. That doesn't mean you don't make contact with him. That doesn't mean you don't speak to him. That does mean fellowship, not friendship. Fellowship is now curtailed, because what fellowship does light have with darkness? If they are now walking against the truth, then I can't have fellowship. That doesn't mean I'm not going to reach out in friendship. Fellowship is that wonderful open-armed embrace of brothers and sisters together. Friendship is that one-armed reach into the life of someone. So he says to him, do not participate in their lifestyle. Don't enable it. Don't empower it. Don't celebrate it. Do not uplift it. And do not just tolerate it. You do that because you're trying to win your brother. That's what you're trying to do. So when you're trying to win your brother, you're trying to win him as a brother. Notice he says, don't treat him as an enemy. He has not been disciplined by corrective discipline out of the church. He is being disciplined by formative discipline to win him back. So there's two types of discipline. There is formative discipline, in which we teach and preach and share and exhort and admonish one another that we might grow together in the grace of the Lord Jesus. There's also corrective discipline. Is anyone among you in a sin? Go to your brother, that you might win him. He doesn't listen to you? Take some spiritual people. You're trying to win your brother. If he doesn't listen to you, tell it to the church. That means bring it to the elders, so that the elders can go through the process of trying to win the brother. He still doesn't listen, but continues in public and scandalous sin, then there may come a time for corrective discipline, which is to set him outside of the body of Christ, because his life is manifesting that his verbal confession was a deceitful confession. His life is revealing he doesn't actually know the Lord. So set him out as a tax-gathering Gentile, yet you're still trying to win your brother. Perhaps setting outside the body of Christ might yet bring him to the end of himself and repentance to come to Christ. So if your brother starts walking in opposition to the truth, still treat him as a brother. Don't enable it. Don't empower it. Go to him and challenge him, encourage him, minister to him, but always trying to win him back. If he doesn't respond, then the elders of the church have responsibility to shepherd him and deal with him. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.